From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Hilchot Facebook, the laws of Facebook. Studies have shown that when you get very excited or emotional about something, you want to share it. You want to share it with other people. You're more likely to share it if you're emotional, good reasons or bad reasons, you're more likely to share it with others. Where does this come from, this notion that we have to share good news with others? It almost seems like a physiological need. Even though Facebook was invented maybe 20 years ago, there seems to be this almost physiological need for people to share good news or sometimes bad news with others. We first find this in Mishle, in Proverbs 15, where it says that a good news will fatten the bone. There's something physiological that happens when you hear some good news. But we have to be careful. We have to be careful. Because sometimes sharing good news is not received the way we would expect. People may wonder, why are you sharing the good news? Are you bragging about all the good things that happened to you? People may feel jealous. What about me? I don't have such a good time. I feel jealous. Why does that guy have all the good luck? And then there may be the factor of, oh boy, if it makes me feel bad. I look at that guy. He seems so happy. Look at his beautiful family. What about me? Do I have a family like that? Are we as happy as they are? So there's a lot of problems that could be caused just by sharing your good news. To deal with both the need to share good news on the one hand, on the other hand, challenges of sharing good news, Torah has designed an amazing system of sharing good news. When someone heard, when someone was healed from an illness that they had, it took them, they were taken to bed for several days. When someone traversed the Great Sea or the desert and they survived, or someone was unjustly put into jail and they got out unscathed, they would make a special hoda'ah, a special thanksgiving to God. And other people who were saved from various dangerous situations, they would bring a korban todah, an offering of thanksgiving. Now, you would think that if I am thankful to God, that's a private matter. After all, Hatznei Lachem Elokecha, the prophet Micah, Micha, says, you should walk humbly with thy God. Hatznei Lachem Elokecha. Sniut, humility, modesty. And if I'm thankful to God, I don't have to tell everyone, hey, I'm thankful to God, right? Should I? And yet, the Thanksgiving offering seems to suggest that, yes, sharing with others is very important. Because it's interesting that when you bring that offering, which is an animal offering, so then you get to eat some of the meat, and there's quite a bit of meat, and it has to be eaten by 12 o'clock at night. So if you bring it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you have till 12 that night to finish a whole animal. Secondly, you bring it with 40 loaves, 30 of matzah, or something that's kosher for Pesach, and 10 loaves that are chametz. And I never thought about it before, but actually, as the Tziv points out, the Sforno points out, if you have that much bread and matzah, how are you going to eat that in one day? You're going to have to bring a lot of people. And the Sforno says, he says, you're going to have a lot of bread. If you have a lot of bread, you're going to have a lot of, yes. And then they'll say to you, hey, it's great. I'm glad to be invited to your party. The meat is good. The bread is good. The matzah. But the question is, why'd you bring a Thanksgiving offering? And he'll tell them, you know, I was in the desert and I was almost killed by a scorpion. Somehow I survived. And he'll tell the wonders of God. And that's what we want. So we recognize the need to share the good news about what God has done for you. And when we share it, Torah is telling us, share it with many people. It's good, it's important to do so. Now, this can explain what the Tziv says, why in Hallel, in our Psalms of Thanksgiving, we say on holidays, Rosh Chodesh, we sing the Darai Lashem Ashalim Yagdana Lacholamo, Hatsrobin Hashem Tochei Hibshalim Aliyah, that my offerings to God, I will pay in front of all his people, in the courtyard of God, in the midst of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. In the midst of Jerusalem, in front of all the people. Why do I have to declare my my Thanksgiving in front of all the people? Why not do it privately? Are you bragging about how thankful you are to God? Comes the Netziv, comes the Pasuk, the Hallel, in Tehillim, and it's telling us what? That when you tell the glory of God, tell a lot of people. It's important. Share with a lot of folks. Similarly, today we don't have sacrifices, but we have Birkat HaGomel. We have for these same four reasons or other dangerous things you escape from, you can say Birkat HaGomel, get up in front of everyone and say bracha, and you know, maybe I don't deserve it, but you gave me great things. You saved my spirit, my life. You did all this good for me. And everybody responds, but what do you have to have? A minion. You have to have 10 people. A woman might say, woman, I'm going to be private. I don't want to be so public. But no, many halachic authorities say, no, she has to get in front of 10 men and tell everybody about it. We want to share the good news with others. The question is, doesn't that engender jealousy? And so the answer is two things. Number one, if I was saying, hey, look at me, I was saved, God spared my life. The other fellow says, yeah, but my wife, my cousin, my brother, my father died of a terrible disease. God didn't spare him, so I couldn't feel jealous. If I say to him, hey, join me for the dinner. We're going to have steak. We're gonna have a tasty, fresh baked bread. Then he says, this is not a bad deal. I get something out of it too. It's not just his joy, but he's joining me in his joy. Because if he had a joy, I get invited too. Also, this is not about Finkelstein is happy today. No. It's thank God that Finkelstein's happy today. It's thank God that I was saved from this terrible thing. So these two factors are what make it kind of kosher. Rambam believes that on Yom Tov, it's not a mitzvah to simply rejoice and eat and drink and be merry. No, if you just do that, it's not a joy of a mitzvah. It's a joy of your stomach. Your stomach is happy. It has wine and meat. You have to invite others, to invite the unfortunate. You have to invite the widow and the orphan and the poor, the lonely. And recently we celebrated Purim. On Purim, what do? You have to rejoice. You have a feast. Oh, you're having a feast and you're having some wine. Invite those who don't have. Mishloach manot yishvayev, to your friends, send gifts. Send the gift to one friend. And to many poor people, at least two, send something as well. Send them gifts to the poor. Matanot levyonim, give them some charity, give them some food, so they can rejoice as well. That your joy is shared with others. Help others to enjoy together as well. That explains why, you know, you have a bar mitzvah, you have a wedding, you have a bris, you invite others as if to say, yeah, I had a great thing. I had a son who was born. I had a girl who was born. I'm going to make a kiddush. But it's not just my joy. You're going to join together. Join me for my simcha. You rejoice. You have a good meal. You have a nice time. You dance together with me. And let the joy be yours as well. And it's not just about me. It's about all of us. It's about God. How God saved us. I was at a wedding recently, and a fellow came over and said, you know, I need some money. So I said, I'm sorry, I don't have any money. I really didn't. I didn't have any money in my pocket. So he said, he takes out his credit card machine and he says, yeah, I've gotten a credit card. So I said, what do you need it for? He says, my family, I don't have any money. So I gave him my credit card. Part of me says, a wedding? I'm having a beautiful time at my friend's wedding. The family is rejoicing with the marriage of the daughter, their son, and they have to worry about this poor schlepper who doesn't have a job. That's a different problem. Charity we'll deal with tomorrow. Today we're rejoicing with the wedding. It's a time of joy, a time of sadness. It's the time for that. Not now. Based on what we're saying. Based on what we're saying, the beggar is correct. If I am having a great time at this wedding, it's so beautiful, I'm wearing my tuxedo, and I'm all spitzed up, and I'm having a wonderful smorgasbord. And this fellow who threw the wedding is spending tens of thousands of dollars. You know what? We can afford to give $20 to this poor fellow who can't make a living. Why should he suffer? While we're rejoicing, let others rejoice with you. Oh, it's wonderful. There's a wedding. That's great. Maybe I get a few dollars. These comfortable people, these people who are getting valet parking, who are enjoying this beautiful, sumptuous meal. Maybe I could get a little bit of benefit too. Maybe they can join me in their spot. It's appropriate. It does make sense. Maybe not our style, but that there's a certain logic to it. So coming down to Hilchos Facebook, the laws of Facebook. How do you share on Facebook without making others jealous, without making other people feel bad that your family looks more beautiful and happy than their family? The answer is, number one, add two words, thank God. Post a picture of your family. They're in Florida. They're with the grandmother. You have so many descendants. It's a big party, a reunion, and everybody's there, and you have a million grandchildren. Beautiful. Do that and just write two words, thank God. And therefore, it's not about you. It's about God. It's an opportunity to thank God. Number two, help join them in together. How can you join them in? Well, on Facebook, you can invite them to eat with you. On Facebook, what you can do is say the classic Jewish words, Emirtz Hashem Badir, Emirtz Hashem by you. Five words. God willing, may it be by you. May you have a wedding. May you have joy. May you have a child. May you be able to rejoice. May you have a simcha. May your family be smiling in Florida together. Therefore, I'm joining you in. I'm hoping that you'll be part of the hopes as well. We say at a Sephardic wedding, they say, Tir bena samachot b'Israel. May there be many rejoicing in Israel. Maybe there'll be others who also rejoice in Israel. I'm looking forward to a time when the streets will be filled in Jerusalem with weddings for everybody. It's not just about me. So next time we share, add those two words at the bottom of the post. Thank God. It's not about me. It's about an opportunity. Thank God. And for that, I'll include as many people as I can. I'll share with as many friends as I can because I want to share the good news about what God has done for me. Wish them well, that they should have the same thing. Gam lemar, to you too, give them a little bracha. May you have joy like I did. Yirtz Hashem by you. Careful who you say that to, how you say it. There's always sensitivities of who you're talking to and whether they are appropriate. Or could they have children? Did they have children? Will they ever have children? Will they ever have a wedding? Etc. Be sensitive. You have to know who you're talking about. But you can also invite people to join together. Many people. Join in the wedding. Join in the bar mitzvah. Join in the bris. Invite people who perhaps don't have a lot of joy in your life. Think of them when you're having a great simcha. Think of the poor. Think of those who are lonely. And through that, it'll be not just simchas kreso, not just joy of your stomach, but a joy for bar mitzvah, for the sake of God, for the sake of giving thanksgiving to God. That korban torah, the offering of thanksgiving, parshat tzav, tells us that when you have a joy, be sure to share with others. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sephardic Beth Lomitz Congregation for Hilchos Facebook, and join us for other discussions of Parsha and the holidays. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.